Hello, welcome to the Daily View, and welcome to our 1-4 day. And when you look at the 12 profiles, they're actually divided in a number of ways, but one of the ways that you can look at them is that they're divided into two groups of six. There are six foundation profiles, that is the 1-3 and the 2-4 and the 3-5 and the 4-6 and the 5-1 and the 6-2. And then there are six changing profiles. And these changing profiles are easy to recognize because the lines of the personality and the lines of the design are harmonies to each other. Like what we're looking at today, the 1-4. And it's also important to see that the changing profiles, or these changing crosses, that these changing crosses are about 1/7 as populated as the foundation crosses. If you go and visit the Human Design Global Survey and you look at the statistics relative to profile, you will see that there are six profiles, the foundation profiles, that have pushed way up on the scale, and then you will see the six changing profiles, and you will see them aligned in a row below about 1/7 the size. So when we're looking at the 1-4, so often at the personality level, when we're dealing with foundation and changing crosses, is that the personalities are the same. You know, when you meet a 1-4, who they think they are is the same as who the 1-3 thinks they are, sort of. Because obviously from the moment they come into the world, they're going to have a different life experience. The easiest way to tell the difference between a 1-3 and a 1-4 is very simple. When you're looking at the 1-3, at the unconscious level, you stay within the lower trigram, you stay within the personal process, and of course you stay with the trial and error. The 1-3 child is a child that will challenge the authority of its parents the moment that it sees that that authority has any cracks in it. But the 1-4? The 4 is not lower trigram, it's upper trigram. It already has a transpersonal nature. And everything about the nature of the fourth line is that the fourth line is here to influence those that it knows. While the unconscious of the 1-3 is caught in falling and rising, that the unconscious of the 1-4 is looking around and seeing who it can influence. And that the 1-4 child is not interested and is not designed to see what doesn't work. They are designed to take any foundation and to externalize it. In other words, this child is not a child that will challenge its parents' cracks, if I can put it that way. This is a child that will express their influence. Very different. When you're dealing with a 1-4, you're dealing with something that is very fixed. It's very fixed. And in being very fixed, this is a first line that will investigate not for the value of finding out, but for the ability to be able to communicate and move the information to the other. So whenever you're looking at this movement from foundation profiles to changing profiles, it's important to remember at the personality level, they're very, very similar. And of course, what you're seeing is a kind of chain. You know, a chain that moves through everything in life. You know, whether it's the genetic chain or it's the chain that moves through crosses and profiles, there's this constant movement of information in a structure. So the 1-4. The 1-4 is an investigator, but it's an investigator that can truly have influence over others because there is opportunity for it. And those opportunities are going to be dependent upon who is going to be part of that 1-4's life.